Hi, Dr. Kaur. Actually, I just wanted to discuss something. The other day, I was there with my child in the park. And there was other child who wanted the same swing he was on. So I asked my child to give it to him. As you know, that the sharing's caring. But he didn't. What should I have done?
Sharing. Is it okay for my kid not to share some particular item maybe that they don't want to share? What can we do? Hey everyone, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad, one station for parenting and pregnancy podcast. You can visit us on our website for even more content. Sharing is caring. It's a phrase you may have heard your kids say after preschool or a play date. Maybe you have said it yourself. Every parent knows that kids have strong inclination towards possessions. They're born curious and love the concept of exploring and collecting more. And therefore, very naturally, toys are enticing, especially the ones in another kid's hands, isn't it? Most parents have been in a kind of uncomfortable situation when their children refuse to share a toy with another child at the playground or during a play date. And we kind of just, you know, be there, sit there and try to coax a child into giving up the item that they were otherwise enjoying because another child is interested in it. Why do we do this actually? I mean, that's the basic question we need to ask. And one of the principles of early childhood education is teaching children to play well together, which I think a lot of us misconstrued to be sharing per se. You know, which parents assume that teaching their kids to share is what playing together means. That's why basically parents dictate sharing so early and so often. We want kids, you know, to practice compassion and consider what other children might want or need. We ask them to share their toys and appease other children in the spirit of kindness and good manners and, you know, we've been taught good and whatnot. But what is the goal of teaching our kids to share? I mean, isn't it? Do we think teaching our kids to share will help them fit in? Is it some sort of adjustment mechanism we are teaching them? Do we want to train our kids to grow up into these generous people by meeting the needs of others? Or is it because at some level we want other adults to see that we are following social norms? You know, we are a perfectly socially healthy family. And to make sure that they don't think that we are selfish. Or maybe, you know, negligent parents, worst case scenarios. Speaking of all this, you don't really have to make your child feel that sharing is bad. Because when you kind of force the child to, you know, give the toy to another child, when your child himself or herself is enjoying that toy, isn't it kind of forced? And by doing this, we are implicating that, you know, sharing feels like this. I mean, sharing gives this sort of a bad emotion. And this is where, you know, you are kind of cementing the thought of sharing as a not so good concept in the mind of a child. It doesn't teach generosity. It kind of suffocates it. It stifles it, right? I also understand that we should not give in, you know, like learning to control behavior and express intense feelings appropriately is one of the main job of early childhood. I mean, that's what we need to teach and they need to learn at that age. Impulse control, waiting for a toy and not grabbing it is vital to brain development and get stronger through practice. So therefore, I agree that if your child is on the other side, that he wants a toy from the other child, so you need to explain it to him. You need to wait, right? So don't give in. It's very important to teach them turn taking. You know, long turns are completely reasonable. You don't have to think like, okay, you played for 2 minutes, now give it to the other child. And no, long turns are reasonable, you know. Continued focus play actually allows kids to hone their own interest, they practice skills and work on concentration. And for all you know, once he's played with the toy, he himself want to give it to the other kid. And thereby understanding that sharing doesn't have to feel bad. Yeah, there are certain social situations where, longer time for turns cannot be, are not acceptable, like a public swing or something, but otherwise, yes, right? Kids also take longer turns when they anticipate force sharing. They hold on to toys just to stay in control. So, instead of giving them this idea, you just, play as much as you want and then maybe you can give it to others instead of, forcing sharing on them. During the early formative years, kids are learning how to meet their own needs. The concepts of sharing, lending and borrowing, even though we are we're kind of impatient for our kids to learn them, but they are too complex for young kids to understand. Toddlers have not yet developed empathy and cannot see things from other child's perspective. Of course, it doesn't mean you should not teach these things, but yeah, forcing your child to share does not teach the social skill that we want toddlers to learn. Instead, it may send many messages we don't want to send and may actually increase how often our toddlers throw a tantrum, the number of times. It might increase because of this. When you kind of give into child's demand, you're actually kind of teaching him crying loudly will help a child get what they want. Parents are in charge of who gets what and what they get it. Children should always interrupt that they are doing to give something to another child just because the other child asks. These are not the messages we intend to provide our children, right? But unfortunately, when forced to share, this is what is probably presented to your child. Instead of this, why don't we try, encouraging self-regulation? Children should be able to play freely, feel fulfilled by their experience, and then be able to give the toy over when they're finished. This method encourages self-regulation, self-discipline, and the ability to know, when one is feeling satisfied. It also promotes generosity. Kids enjoy making other kids happy. I am telling you, this is the truth. But not being like forced to make other kid happy. And when they are able to do this on their own, in their own time, and not when they're forced, they learn how to be kind and giving. I hope you have liked today's podcast. I have kept it really short and simple. And if you wish to read such more content, I would request you to go to our website, www.drdad.in. And we do talk about the issues that you want us to talk about. So you can write to us at info@drdad.in. I hope you have a wonderful day and a fantastic life. Thank you.